I've had over the last 16 years of being a family liaison officer, I've had to tell families that their loved ones aren't coming home or they've been seriously injured as a result of the selfish decision of a driver who knows that he's had a drink and still insists on driving. Now, the devastation that those families face is unbelievable. I believe that the crash is like throwing a pebble into a pond, and it's the crash itself is the actual splash. But what people don't realise is all the ripples that go on year after year after year. The first year for the families are the worst because you've got the first Christmases, you've got the first birthdays, the first anniversaries. And then after the first year, it's like, well, what were we doing last year? Oh, he wasn't here, she wasn't here. And it still hurts. And the families, they don't learn to... They don't ever forget the pain, they just learn to cope with it. And the pain doesn't go away. So, it's just awful. Awful for everyone involved, including the police officers that turn up at the scene. They're the ones who see the carnage, and they know that it could have been prevented if that one person hadn't have made that decision to drive, then none of it would have happened.
Like you said, it's that follow-on that comes from just that one decision, that split decision, oh, I'll do it, I'll risk it.
Yeah, it's... I think at the moment it's a cultural thing that people think they'll get away with it. But yes, some people do get away with drink driving, as in they don't get caught. But not everyone gets away with it, and the carnage that is left behind, not only if they kill someone or they have seriously injured someone, they have that on their conscience for the rest of their lives. But if you are drink and driving and you get caught, you will get disqualified. And people don't look at the whole picture of that's your job gone, that's your mortgage gone, that's your house gone, that's the divorce, that's the kids' clothes and things like that. They just don't look at the big picture. For one slight drink, if you know that you're going to drive, don't drink. End of story. You know, and that is a lot of people come up to me and say, well, how many can I have? None. Do not have any. If you know that you are driving, don't drink. It's not worth the risk, and it's not worth putting your family's lives... you've got the risk of ruining your family's lives if you do have a crash, if you do kill someone, if you do lose your licence. You know, if you value your driving licence, don't drink or drug drive. It's simple.
I'm sure it must be an incredibly upsetting situation for you to be in yourself when you have to knock on that door and reveal that news to people.
I know that as soon as I have to go and deliver that message, that the words that I say will change these people's lives forever. And it is a big burden because you do have to tell the people straight. You can't pussyfoot around. You have to say, I'm sorry, but so-and-so is dead as a result of a road traffic collision. You can't say he's passed away, or you can't say he's seriously injured or fatally injured, because people just don't at that time. They know that you're not going to be bringing good news. When they see a uniform knocking on the door, they know that something bad has happened, and you have to tell them in the most horriblest times that their loved one has died. And then, once they've got over the shock of that, someone has to identify that loved one. So their picture in their mind of their loved one is going to be lying on a slab in the mortuary. And that is what's going to be in their mind for the rest of their lives. They won't remember that person as being alive and being happy and fun and the good times. All they're going to picture for years to come is that person being dead. And unfortunately, because when we do take them to the mortuary, depending on what offences we're looking at, some of the bodies are not allowed to be cleaned. So they will be seen with the blood, with the tubes. There's no way you can prepare that family for it. I tend to go in and have a look at the body first so that I can then pre-warn what the family are going to see. But it never, ever warns them. It never, ever, you know, it doesn't make it easier for them. And the ones that do identify their loved one have that haunting them for the rest of their lives. And the innocent bystanders at the side of crashes where you see people who have died or seriously injured, they're affected. The ambulance crews that turn up, the fire brigade that turn up, the police that turn up, everyone is affected by that one selfish action of that person who decided to drive whilst under the influence. And nowadays it's just not acceptable anymore.
And I'm sure the reactions, the emotions you must see as well must just be so soul-destroying at times.
Oh, it's awful, absolutely awful, because you know that, as I said, you're ruining that family's life for life. And there's nothing you can do with it. You know, I go into these families and I say, look, I can't take your pain away, but I can make the police procedure a little bit more bearable by giving you the information that you need and the answers to the questions that you have. But the worst thing is, half the time, some of these questions that the families have are never ever answered, because the people who can answer them are no longer here anymore. And that is the tragic thing. The families that have lost ones that have decided to drink and drive, or have drugs and drive, and have killed themselves and no one else, they feel more anger, because it's that person. It's a, thank goodness no one else was involved, but they feel angry at that person being selfish to drive in that first place. And it's, you know, the person who's died is dead. You know, he can't feel any pain anymore, she can't feel any pain anymore, they don't have to cope with the aftermath. It's the families that are left behind, and that is the tragedy. If you know that you're going to drive, don't drink. Don't even have one. It's just not worth it.